You have your anything you want to do. Yep.
Cool.
You're the boss man.
All right. Well, hey, it's good to see everybody here. Obviously, there is a color code going on today here, right? I didn't get the memo. My apologies. But it's great to see our 4-H families and kids here. Thank you for taking the opportunity to come to our committee. And Senator Boyd, I know you wanted to shout out to somebody.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know there's some others here that I'm not familiar with where they're from, but from our district, Mantee County, we have a great group of young people with 4-H. They were in our office just a little while ago and visited. So all these fine folks in the green shirts are future leaders of Florida, and certainly around the ag community, they'll be leaders. So we're so thrilled you're here. We're thrilled y'all are here as well. Maybe somebody else is looking to introduce you. But thanks to my home team for being up here today. And hope you guys enjoy your time at the Capitol. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Anybody else? Go ahead, Corey.
Thank you, Senator Collins. I think this is more of a curtain call, just trying to figure out where everybody is from, because I have so many so many rural counties, and so many of my folks are here. So if I take a personal privilege, how many are from Taylor County? Suwanee County? Dixie County? All right. Jefferson County? Madison County? Keep going. All right. Hamilton County?
There you go.
What am I forgetting? Lafayette County, Leon County.
There you go.
All right, we'll work our way all the way around it. Is there any Gadsden County in the house? All right, I think I've managed most of them. So glad to see my 4-H folks here. It's always a pleasure getting a chance to see young people engage in our process. We hold out hope for the future when we see so many young faces appear in this building.
Thank you, Senator Simon. And absolutely, thank you. As we stabilize, revitalize, and grow ag, y'all are the future, right? You're going to be the ones who feed our nation now and into the future, and it's amazing to see what you're doing. I've spoken to many of you in the past, and again, thank you for being here. It's amazing. And with that, I'm going to get this thing rolling, Evan. What do you think?
Yep.
Committee on Agriculture will now come to order. Call the roll, please.
Chair Collins.
I'm here.
Vice Chair Boyd. Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Rasan.
Here.
Senator Simon.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Let's go ahead and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anybody wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you elect to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee records. We have one order of business piece today here, and that is SB 1364, tab 1, on the Everglades Protection Area by Senator Kalatayud. Senator, are you ready to roll?
All right, floor is yours. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1364 requires comprehensive plans and amendments covering areas within 2 miles of the Everglades Protection Area to follow the state coordinated review process instead of the expedited state review process. The bill requires DEP to review such comprehensive plans and amendments within 30 days of receipt to determine whether the proposed plan or amendments would adversely impact Everglades restoration and provide the local government with ways in which the impacts can be mitigated or eliminated. Should DEP determine that there are adverse impacts, the bill requires the local government to modify their proposed plan or proposed amendment to include measures to avoid these impacts to the Everglades Protection Area or Everglades restoration. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. I know we're going to take this a little bit out of order, but I think it's important because of the magnitude of the amendment. Let's go ahead and take up amendment barcode 836126. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment aligns the policy to be Miami-Dade county-focused rather than additional county areas. The amendment changes to the bill of the same coverage area passed by the full Senate last legislative session. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Are there any concerns with adopting that amendment? All right. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, say nay. And the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? All right. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? All right. Senator Claudia, go ahead and close on your bill.
Thank you,
Mr. Wait. Hold. Forgot about the appearance forms. My bad. All right. So appearance forms. We've got Laura Reynolds speaking for. All right.
Yes, thank you. And this may not be controversial, but I do represent a group that works on sprawl in Miami-Dade County called the Hold the Line Coalition, and we have been fighting sprawl to protect Everglades restoration for 20 years. And this is the exact area that's needed to deliver more water south, and that's the whole goal of Everglades restoration. So protecting that farmland buffer between the built environment in Dade County and the restoration is critical to send more water south. So I ask you to support this and send it on to the next committee so we can make it law. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Elizabeth Alvey, speaking in support, or waving. All right, thank you. Ms. Anna Upton, waving in support. Thank you. And last is Suzanne Printy, and you are also waving in support. All right. Let's do this one more time. Any comments or discussion? All right. Senator Claudia, my apologies for getting you up and down and back around here. It's glad to have you closing your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't get a lot of exercise in Tallahassee.
Preach.
members, I ask for your favorable support. In doing so, we demonstrate our unwavering commitment to safeguarding the Everglades and ensuring its protection for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Evan, please call roll on CS for SB 1364.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Bersan?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Boyd?
Yes.
Chair Collins?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 1364 is reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there anybody who has any other business before the committee? All right, with that, Senator Berman thinks we should adjourn. Let's make that so.
I know.
Oh, we have a bet?
Yeah.
Oh.